This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest is a member of one of the supergroups of all time. And I want to tell you something. He is not only a member, he's one of the original members, and he's still out touring. From the Fabulous Spinners, Henry Frombaugh will be here. Actor Sean Whalen will be joining us. He's got a new movie out, but he hasn't made it yet. But he's out promoting it, and I got to tell you, this movie is very bizarre. You got to listen to this. Charles Esten will be joining us. He's not only a singer, a comedian, and an actor, and a producer, but he's also the star of Outer Bank. And remember the TV show Nashville on ABC and CMT? He was part of that, too. In our lifestyle segment, we have a former Rockette, Emily Loftus. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853. You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. I tell you something, music just doesn't get any better than that. Of course, that's the famous sound of the Spinners. And joining us right now, and I'm really glad about this, is the original member of the group starting back in 1954, and they have a brand new album out right now. Joining us right now is Henry Frombaugh. Hi, Henry. How are you? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And when you put it like that, make it sound like I'm 80 years old. No.
I got to tell you something. I've heard this CD, and you don't sound like you're 80 years old.
Thank you very much. No, we really enjoyed recording the latest CD that we have out. And I thank you going through, and the public will enjoy the material that we have on the album, you know. I keep saying album, but there's no CDs
right
now, you know.
Right.
So I think you're going to enjoy the material that we presented.
Well, I got to tell you, this is the thing that I think is absolutely remarkable, all right? This, ladies and gentlemen, is the first, depending on what age category you come from, in the case of Henry and I, album, in the case of the newer generation, CD, the first out in 40 years called Round the Block and Back Again. Henry, what took you so long to do it? I mean, you guys are phenomenal. How could you wait 40 years without going in that studio?
Well, you know, we've been traveling around the world, and sometimes you don't have time, you know. But we knew that we had to get some new material out there after Tom Bell, you know, because Tom Bell was phenomenal with his production of The Spinners, you know. And so now it was time. It was just time to put some new material out, you know.
Spanning six decades, unbelievable. We had the pleasure a couple of years back to interviewing, of course, the late Bobby Smith, who was with the group. In fact, he lived in Orlando, I think, at the time we were talking to him, which is where we originate this show.
Right.
I got to tell you, Henry, this is a situation for a talent to be in, but it only shows how successful. When you put out a new CD, as you have done now, how difficult is it to introduce new music in a concert when everybody wants to bring back the memories with I'll Be Around, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, then came you, the Rubber Band Man? How do you do it?
Oh, it's very easy. You know, when if you we're doing a show, like introduce the new material in about the middle of the show, you know, and we let everybody know that this is one of the songs that we're going to present to you, our new album, our new CD, and let us know how you feel about it, and tell us how you feel about it and what you think about it. And that's the way we introduce the song off of the CD or the album, you know?
Sure.
And so the audience always accepts really good, you know? Really accepts it.
Well, you know, the CD has so much versatility that only you guys could pull off. With classic jazz of, like, Show Me Your Heart and Missing Your Embrace. This is great stuff, and it sounds fresh, it sounds new, and it sounds like it's going to last an eternity as far as a lifetime is concerned, as all the other material you have done over the years. But I got to ask you, and I think I posed this one time to one of the Four Tops, what is it like when you go on stage with a new group of cohorts missing the original guys that you started with way back when? That's got to be a very sentimental thing.
It is, you know, because you look back, your original guys is always with you. I don't care where you go, what you do, what you are singing, the original guys and the original sound and the beginning is always with you on stage, you know. And, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, you know.
Sure.
Whatever we perform, it's like going out as I always have. With my guys, you know, with my original guys. And the audience always receive us well. And we never had anyone to not receive us well, and which is great for us as the Spinners as we go along, you know. So when we walk on stage, when the announcers say, ladies and gentlemen, the Spinners, we always get the same ovation.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's great. It never has changed.
What a legacy. You know, a lot of people relate your sound, you know, with the stuff that came out in the 70s, as they called it then, the Philly sound. But really, you got to start in Detroit back in 1954.
Yep. It's the same sound because you got the same voices. And fortunately, our producer, even up to date, is kept that sound and kept the same rhythm and the same sound, and this is what I guess make the Spinners like round the block and back again. We're still here, you know what I mean? You still the same sound is here, and the same enthusiasm is there, you know. So it's the same over and over again,
all the way around. Ladies and gentlemen, they have top charts in the pop area, R&B. Listen to this, earning 6 Grammy nominations, star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, selling millions of records worldwide in the process. I know you're on a continental tour here in the United States, but you're also going out to another part of the United States. You're going to be out in Hawaii for a couple of gigs, I understand, next month.
Yep, everything is coming up, and my wife is looking forward to going to Hawaii.
Of course.
So that's a good thing, you know. So everything is still up in the air for us, you know, and still feeling good and still enjoying life and still enjoying singing and still enjoying our public and our fans, everything. And when we walk on stage, we still get the same ovation, which is great.
You know, Henry, just listening to your voice, you still have the spark and the excitement as you probably did back in 1954. Who were some of your influences when you guys first got started?
The Mangoes.
Really?
The Moonglows. Mm-hmm. And I got to say the Moonglows because we met the Moonglows, and at that time, we met Harvey Fuqua of the Moonglows,
mm-hmm.
and he became our first manager. Yeah, he became our first manager, and, you know, he married Gwen Gordy, which is Barry Gordy's sister of Motown, mm-hmm. and they started Tri-Fi Records, you know, and we were the first artists on there. And everything went straight for us from then on, you know, and everything is history, you know.
The amazing part about it is how long you can keep a group together. You know, even the Beatles couldn't last long. You know, they lasted, what, less than 9 years. You know? But the original members of this group, and now in the new generation of it, it's amazing how the camaraderie and new material and excitement is still there. And that is a major tribute to the band and yourself, because obviously you put it all together, my friend.
That's one thing that we always... Whoever producer is, we always maintain that, stick with the sound, and what Tom Bell did for us, we want to stick with that, you know, stick with that sound, because that's what the public wants to hear.
Yep.
And we try to maintain that, you know.
Yeah. Well, you can follow the Spinners, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, but you can go to their website, which is thespinners.com, to find out where they're going to be in your town. When you go and see them in concert, you'll be blown away if you haven't seen them since. But I'm going to ask you that when you get more time one of these days, or you're down in the Orlando area, let us know. We would love to have you back on the show. I'm a huge fan of this band, and I'm so glad that this new CD is out right now. Amply titled, I might add, Round the Block and Back Again by the Fabulous Spinners. Henry, thank you for doing that.
All right. Just let me know, and I'll be glad to be on the show.
I would love to have you back. And you be safe, and tell your wife have a good time in Hawaii, all right?
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Henry. Henry Fambro has been our guest, and, of course, he is the original member of the Spinners. And now he's out there with a new batch of guys and doing a great job. Oh, I love the Spinners. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hand me down the walking cane. Hand me down my hat. Hurry now and don't be late, cause we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we're going out. Catch the main sound. Guaranteed to blow your mind so high.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me, that by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live with Ron Segi today all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest is certainly no stranger to the big screen and the small screen. You have seen him on the big screen with Twister, People Under the Stars, Never Been Kissed, Jersey Boys, a movie that actually took place in my hometown where I grew up, That Thing You Do, and you've also seen him on Shannon's Deal and Grace Under Fire. We're going to talk about a new movie that is going into production right now, and it's called Crust. And our next guest, not only is a writer, but he's directing this movie. Joining us is Sean Whalen. Hi, Sean. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Hi. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing good. This is a very different movie, Sean, to say the least.
Yes.
I was reading the premise for it, and you know, I got to tell you, you know what I'm talking about. First of all, let me try to set the stage for our audience, right? A little bit of it's taken from reality. 2016, you had a divorce in real life, and somebody said to you, why don't you go get yourself a pet? And you said, I can't even take care of myself, let alone a pet. But it gave you an idea. So you have a movie where you own a laundromat, which you not only own, but you live in it, and you have a strange relationship after you start taking the socks that people leave behind and using them as an item to wipe sweat from you, clean your face, whatever the case may be. And at that point, Sean, I'm lost.
He just uses them to wipe his face, but also bodily fluids, and then he keeps them in a pile in the back of the laundry room, and, you know, they kind of get crusty themselves, and then one day he gets bullied, and when he gets bullied, he falls on the pile of socks, and a tear comes from his eyes, and that pain activates the sock pile to turn it into a sock creature named Crust. And unlike Little Shop of Horrors, where, you know, Seymour was horrified that he had a plant that was eating people, my guy, once he learns about it, because he doesn't realize he's doing that for a while, once he learns that he's avenging and killing his enemies, he actually likes it a little bit, kind of like the movie Willard.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a child actor, and Alan Ruck, who he and I shared a truck together in Twister, first time we've acted together in 27 years.
Right.
He's going to be in the movie, and they're trying to reboot his old show. Alan's trying to help me reboot the old show that we were on. He has a new relationship with Rebecca Kennedy. He's going through a divorce with the character Phyllis Rose. Danny Roebuck is there, who lives in the laundromat as well. He's my business partner. But I'm hiding and trying to deal with this new friend, pet, loyal creature that will do anything for me, even bad stuff.
Well,
he will kill the people that are not nice to me. That's kind of where it comes from, but it's fun. We're shooting in black and white. It's a creature feature comedy. One of my favorite movies was Young Frankenstein, so I'm very excited about it.
Well, you have to be very excited about it, because I think, I mean, this is a compliment, I think just the description of what the movie is about will entice people to go to figure out, what is this about? Now, when you were coming up with this idea, I have to ask you this, Sean, okay, what was going through your mind? I mean, normally thoughts like that and bizarre things like that is after way too many dirty martinis.
Yeah, well, I think, like I said, after that painful time, you know, in all seriousness, Ron, back like 10 or 12 years ago, I was sitting there talking to some producers, and they were saying, oh, horror is expensive. I said, you don't have to make it expensive. What about a guy in a laundromat who, you know, creates a sock monster and you know, you just shoot it all in the laundromat? Well, that was back when I thought I would have it just a guy and covered in socks, like a Toxic Avenger type thing, or a monster, like a full-grown human. And a friend of mine was like, no, you should make him small and cute. And then I think that's where it came from. Out of that depression, when I had all those feelings, I just needed to put him somewhere. When I thought of that old pitch I made, plus the idea of a pet that will do anything for you, I just went for it. And it flew out of me. And who knows where and why things happen. You know what I mean? Who knows why that was the idea. But I did want it to make it in one location so I could shoot it easily. And I'm thinking on that level as well, keeping it small. But also, I really love acting and characters. So I made sure that everyone had a full story behind them. And I've got some really good actors involved. Yeah, I don't know why. You know, listen, I met Wes Craven, who is the sweetest man in the world. You look at Wes Craven, and he looks like the uncle that's not at the barbecue, but he's the one that's in the hammock reading the book. So nerdy, and he was nerdy and sweet, and you think, how did Freddy come out of your head?
Yeah, right.
You know? So you just don't know, and I didn't want a question, just kind of came out.
Well, look how sweet Sherry Lewis was with Lamb Chop, and now you've turned that sock into something.
Well, luckily, this is several socks. It's not just a hand puppet sock. And, you know, it's a big, large puppet, actual practical puppet, which will be manned by a Muppeteer.
Wow.
A woman who works for the Muppet Show.
Really?
So I'm very proud to have her aboard.
Yeah, that's big time. Now, Sean, this movie has not been made. It's going into production next month. Very unusual sometimes to have somebody on television, radio, in the newspaper, whatever the case may be, talking about a movie that hasn't been made yet. Why the brief publicity on it a year before it's going to be released nationally?
Because we want to keep it as pure and original as possible, you know. When bigger entities get involved, they want to change it. They want to put in their notes and make it different than it is. So we're funding it ourselves. It's a crowdfunding campaign, and you can help support it. It's Indiegogo.com, and then you put in the word crust, and you can see so many fun things you can buy. You can buy a signed poster. You can get an 8x10 from me. You can get a special thanks in the credits. And if we reach 1,000 of those, you'll see the fans have voted me to do something pretty crazy if we get 1,000 of those. And your name will be in a part of cinematic history and be a part of a cult film forever. Help make something original and fresh.
A lot of times the GoFundMe, they give somebody something. You should give everybody that donates a certain amount, a pair of socks.
Yeah, well, I have a signed sock. You donate, you can get a signed sock. They can get that.
Sean, you've been in so many movies, including the one That Thing You Do, which I alluded to a little bit earlier. The beginning of that movie took place in my hometown where I grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no way. My wife is from Oil City.
You're kidding. Well, you're over there where all the oil is. I have a lot of friends in there, a lot of radio station buddies in Oil City. You ever get up to that neck of the woods?
Yeah, we've been there several times. Yeah, we go to see her family. We were just there at Christmas time. Yeah, Franklin, love Oil City. I actually taught classes at the Barrow Theater and all of it. Yeah, we went into Erie one time. My daughter was looking at Allegheny for a while.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Got something in common now. You had to be fun doing that movie since it took place in a geographical area that you're familiar with.
Well, when I did that movie, I hadn't met her yet. So
oh, okay.
Now it's fun.
Now it's fun. Well, Sean, you sound as you're having a lot of fun, and that's important, too, and I can't wait to see it. Come back any time between now and the release of the movie and let us know how things are going. Okay, my friend?
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Sean. Our guest has been Sean Whalen. He's a writer. He's, of course, a television and screen star, and he's making his director's debut with a movie called Crust, which has not been made yet. But they're going to start production next month with a release, as he mentioned, next year in 2024. But you got to see what this movie's about. I'm sure if you go to the site that he'd explain, Indigo, they'll explain it because it's really bizarre. It's a horror comedy is what it is. And its creator, star, and writer is our guest, Sean Whalen. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today on this first weekend of a new month, March 2023.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Former President Trump delivered the keynote speech tonight as the Conservative Political Action Conference comes to a close.
The sinister forces trying to kill America have done everything they can to stop me, to silence you, and to turn this nation into a socialist dumping ground for criminals, junkies, Marxists, thugs, radicals, and dangerous refugees that no other country wants.
Flight delays and cancellations are being blamed on winter storms across parts of the country. According to FlightAware, more than 700 flights have been canceled and over 1,800 delayed today due to strong winds and heavy snow. Boston's Logan International Airport scratched more than 100 flights as of noon today. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $161 million to anyone who correctly picks all six numbers. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest does everything. I'm serious when I say that. He's an actor, he's a musician, he's a comedian. We know him from The Great Outer Banks on Netflix, but he's also done many things on television, including Big Love, Enlightened, The Office, ER, Murphy Brown. He was a Klingon on Star Trek, The Next Generation. I actually got to know his performances from playing Deacon Claiborne on the ABC CMT drama Nashville, which I love, and actually kind of got his music career going. We're talking about Charles Esten. Hi, Charles. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ron. What a kind introduction, and you reminded me of how long I've been around and how fortunate I've been, so thank you for that.
I got to be careful when I talk about somebody that has done so many things in their lifetime, because I did that once to Steve Allen, and he says, don't do that again. It sounds like an obituary. So I'm very conscientious of not saying...
Maybe I'm just young enough to take it and be grateful for it, but you make a good point, because the one you missed was my very first show I was ever on, was Cheers. And I was just saying that to some younger people recently, and I felt like I was telling them I was on Bonanza. It was like so long ago. But I couldn't be more proud. I've been a part of all these shows, and honestly, every one of those guest spots is what, helped take this young journeyman actor and turn him into the guy that gets to play Worf. So I'm grateful.
Well, I'm sure that you were the king of the block when you were playing the fiance of Kelly Bundy on Married with Children, because she certainly was a great looker. But he said, geez, if I could only meet her, and you did it.
Absolutely.
If we can talk about the role just momentarily of Nashville, a sensational television show. I mean, I really mean that. And it really did kickstart your music career. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been at the Grand Ole Opry at the historic Ryman Auditorium several times, the Royal Albert Hall. He also performed for Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, and President and Mrs. George H.W. Bush at the White House. Pretty good company, and I congratulate you on that. And you know what? I didn't realize that you also played Buddy Holly in the West End musical Buddy.
Yeah, that was the first real great job. And when I say great, you just said all the reasons why. I had been in a band for years in college. I didn't really study theater, but I was in this band before I went to Hollywood. But then I started studying acting out in Hollywood and trying to be an actor. And lo and behold, the first job I got was in London playing Buddy Holly. I got to use all I knew about playing music and singing in a microphone to learn, meanwhile, all I was looking to learn about acting. And along the way, like you say, I got to play in the Royal Variety performance for Her Majesty the Queen, and I got to play at the White House. And it was just this unbelievable time in a young actor's life that my wife and I got to take that journey together. And it was always struck me that it's almost the bookend to Nashville. Like, more than 20 years later, I got to play this guy, Deacon, and once again, I get to put the music and the acting together at the same time, which I'll always be grateful for.
And you did a sensational job, too, and performed with the late Jerry Allison and Joe B. Malden, friends of mine for many, many years. I'll tell you something, those guys were a trip. I really mean it. I mean, great, great guys.
I envy you. I only got to know them for a short time for that performance, but I am such a fan. Not just of Buddy Holly, obviously the great, great iconic Buddy Holly, but those incredible crickets that you just mentioned. I have to tell you, it was almost like an out-of-body experience to get to play Buddy for a year and a half and to play all those great songs. Oh. That'll Be the Day, Maybe Baby, It's So Easy to Fall in Love, Not Fade Away, Rave On. I mean, I could go on and on and on for that unbelievably prolific and short career, only 18 months from That'll Be the Day.
Yeah, isn't that
till Buddy's plane crashed in Iowa. They made so much iconic music that changed and formed rock and roll. So to find myself standing on that stage and to have Joe B. and Jerry behind me on drums and bass, right now, and I might need a picture because people tell me it happened, but it's hard to imagine that it actually did.
Well, I got to tell you, that would be a heck of an experience. And to think that they really had, I mean, they had at one point four people in the band, but realistically, they only had three. And to come up with those songs is just unbelievable. And Joe, you got to love the way he romances that acoustic bass. I mean, he just brings it to life.
Oh, we did that on stage, too, that our bass players always imitated Joe with the way he would hug on it and lay it on its side, and Buddy would climb up on it. I climbed up on that bass many a time. Yeah, and you got to realize that with that three-piece band or that four-piece band, what they were setting was the prototype. Before that, it was Elvis,
right?
And who didn't write his own music in the garage, and it was Chuck Berry who wrote his own music, but wasn't tied to a band exactly. He'd play with whoever, and so the whole concept that changed rock and roll was three or four guys in a garage making their own music. That's Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Yeah. That changed everything.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And congratulations on the fact of earning a Guinness World Record, releasing 54 new songs, all original songs, every week for 54 consecutive weeks. That's unbelievable. Give us a hint on what's happening on the new season of Outer Banks.
Well, when we last saw Ward, it was kind of interesting because it seemingly he had won. He had all the gold. He had the cross. And the Pogues had nothing. They had none of the gold. They didn't have anything, and they were on a deserted island. But the beautiful thing about our show, it's a little bit of a morality play because there is Ward with everything. But ultimately, he's bereft. He has nothing. He's laid his hands on his daughter. His heart is broken, and he has nothing. And those Pogues, they have everything because they have each other on this deserted island. So the question for Ward in season three is, now that you've gone down this path, still double down, or is there any chance, is there any shot at redemption? And that's what we're exploring in season three.
I want to ask you an unfair question, Charles. Because you do everything, Whose Line Is It Anyway, was one of the things that you did in the British version, and then when it came to ABC, you were part of it. Your comedy, your acting, your music. Now, this is like asking what child you like better. What is the preference? And I know that is like the worst question to ask anybody, because I do a plethora of things myself. I have a 15-piece orchestra. I do radio. I do some television. But I'm going to pose it to you anyway, Charles. We're going to give you a test, because I can't answer that question for myself.
Well, let me preamble it by saying the most beautiful part of it all is that I don't literally have to choose, that I get to work hard on this collaborative effort of this big beautiful thing called Outer Banks, and then in my own time I get to write songs and I get to play them in front of people and see if they resonate and if they're moved by them at all. But if I'm really going to have to answer you, it occurred to me at one point, can I imagine myself not acting, not being on television, not being in movies someday? Yeah, I can imagine that. I cannot imagine a day where I won't pick up my guitar and write a song,
yeah,
or won't play for somebody.
Yeah.
So I think that's as close as I can come to an answer. It was music first, and it almost will be certainly music last.
I got to tell you, I understand that totally, absolutely totally. Now, this ruthless character that you play, Ward Cameron, he does something in season two of Outer Banks, attempting to kill his own dog. I mean, he's a really screwed up,
yeah,
guy, isn't he?
Well, yeah, that's the wild ride that playing this character has been, because you start off in season one and you don't even know he's a bad guy, and he gets progressively worse and does these things. He doesn't ever know when to quit. He keeps pushing his chips in. And the deepest, saddest irony of it all is, in the beginning, it was all, you know, you frequently hear this. I remember hearing this in The Godfather. It's for the family.
Yeah, for the family.
He's doing it for the family. And, of course, what inevitably happens, though, is that something happens so dark to your heart when you just keep selling it out,
yeah,
is that he finally ends up with his hands on his daughter and trying to, almost trying to kill her. So that's where we start season three, is where now?
Where
now? And what is he having a change of heart? Can it be real? And can he follow through on it? So that it was really the fascinating season for me. And I love so much that it wasn't just the same notes played on Ward. It was these different, interesting notes. And that's what keeps it interesting for me and hopefully for the audience.
Charles, I know you're on a busy schedule. I wish you luck with the new season. Please come back and join us again. We'll talk music and some more stuff, okay?
I appreciate it. I never want to forget to take an opportunity when there's so many servicemen and women out there listening, just to say my deepest thanks and gratitude, certainly mostly for their service. But then on a personal note, just for how much they've embraced Outer Banks, I hear it again and again. I was walking at West Point, and I can't tell you how many cadets came up and said it was getting them through the hard times during COVID.
So cool.
My thanks and blessings to all of you.
You're a good man. Charles, thanks, and we'll look forward to your return. Okay,
thanks,
my friend? Our guest has been Charles Esten, actor, musician, comedian. He played, of course, Deacon Claiborne on the ABC drama Nashville. He's now part of the new season of Outer Banks on Netflix. And he's a very talented guy, an actor, a musician, and a comedian. So a lot of stuff to put in your bag of accomplishments. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back. This is the season for award shows. And if you ever wonder how these stars shine on the red carpet, we're going to get those answers right now from a very lovely lady, I might add. She was named by Southern Living Magazine as the one to watch, and I can see why. She is a Broadway performer and a former Radio City Rockette. That tells the story right there. You've seen her on the Wendy Williams Show, The Doctor, Steve Harvey. And she's the lady who branded Everyday Glam. Joining us right now is Emily Loftus. Hi, Emily. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. I'm so happy to be reconnected again.
As soon as somebody says a rockette, immediately they know that that person has their act together. Beautiful and very disciplined.
That is true. And they are very, very glamorous. I always loved being a rockette because it was all about the glamour and wearing fabulous jewels and lush fabrics like velvet. It really was such a fun, fun time.
Let's first of all talk about what everyday glam is all about. Okay, Emily?
Yes. So glamour doesn't need to be super expensive. And I style people on the red carpet all the time. And I love to use brands that are super affordable and fashion and beauty, because it just doesn't need to be left for the Hollywood elite. You can feel fabulous on a budget.
And I think a lot of people feel that if you're going to try to look like a movie star, as far as a financial standpoint is concerned, it's not reachable. How do you do that and pull it off as far as affordable prices are concerned and still keep with a trending style?
Oh, I totally understand. We saw all these celebrities rocking the color yellow. Well, we can easily do that. Men, throw on a yellow shirt. Throw on some yellow shorts when it goes into summertime. And for women, throw on some yellow accessories, put on some yellow eyeshadow or yellow nail polish. That is the color of the season.
Emily, I got to ask you a relatively delicate question when it comes to trending. Is it necessary to have the latest trend? When I was in high school, there was a certain kind of sweater you had and the kind of loafer. You know, later on in life, I didn't take any peer pressure. Now, if you don't do the trends, especially in a high-profile place like Hollywood, then you're kind of shunned on. But is it important to have your own style? And I have mine, and sometimes I don't want to say criticized, but, people make comments. And why do that? I think it's something that stands out. You have to be with the latest style, like yellow. If everybody's wearing yellow, why don't you wear blue?
Well, you know, I am known for wearing bright orange. That is my favorite color. I normally have orange nails, have an orange car, orange phone. Like, I love to wear a hint of orange. It just brings me joy, and it has nothing to do with what other people are doing. And I think it's great to do a nod towards trends, but you know what's happening right now? The youngins are really wearing, like, the 90s trends again, and I'm sorry, I'm not going back there. I'm not wearing a choker. I'm not wearing these jeans that I could fit three people in there. It's just not going to happen. I'm in my 40s now. And sometimes there's things that are not age appropriate, but I really love when someone has a strong sense of style. We can't be swayed, but I can still see a great sweater that might have a hint of yellow, and I'm like, oh, this is in right now. Doesn't mean I have to completely change who I am.
Now, let's talk about your skin, because so many times people will say, I saw that person on television, but when I got close to them, they looked like an alligator. What can you do to hydrate your skin? Really something that people notice right off the bat.
Oh, my gosh, yes. With skin, and I think what people need to realize is there's a difference between hydration and moisture. If your skin is dehydrated, like, you're just going to look wrinkly, but if your skin is plump like a grape, you have lots of hydration in your routine. And then moisture actually, like, seals in everything you already have on your face. So you need to have both of them. And since we're talking skin, I would love to tell you about something that is incredible for your body, because skin's just not on your face. And just because it's cold temperatures outside doesn't mean that you have to have dry, flaky skin on the body. And that's when Olay steps in. And it's Olay Cleansing and Nourishing Body Wash and Nourishing and Hydrating Body Lotion, and helps hydrate the skin throughout the day without that yucky, gross, coated feeling. And so this is a really big deal. And I promise you, the lotion visibly replenishes your skin and locks in that all-day hydration. It really is worth it to give this duo a try.
A lot of people are reluctant to go out because of their body size, right? Whether it be too thin, too fat, everything else. I think it's important to note that all celebrities don't have these perfect bodies that they used to have back in the golden age of motion pictures. You can be very stylish if you don't have the perfect shape, by all means. But you talk about being fresh and the stress of walking on a red carpet. Now, most people won't be walking on a red carpet. But how do you eliminate stress, still keep your composure and your good looks when you go, let's say, to just a cocktail party or something?
Absolutely. And, I mean, so many people work, and they might have to give a presentation, and they're nervous. Or there's a million different times in your life that you are stressed. And I'm telling you, Secret Clinical Antiperspirant Deodorant is the key to staying dry and smelling clean. It's newly designed, and it provides 72 hours of clinically proven sweat and odor protection. The Secret Clinical also has 3 times more stress protection versus the wetness protection required of an ordinary antiperspirant. It has advanced odor fighters and pH balancing minerals, and they have 3 beautiful scents: completely clean, Clean Lavender and Stress Response. And you can get it anywhere. You can get it at Target and other retailers.
You know, Emily, the thing I like about your demeanor, motto, if you will, you say your best asset is your attitude. And I think important because you have to be confident in yourself. And all the things that you mentioned makes a person more confident when they go out in public and feel good about themselves.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Truly, at the end of the day, we all want to have a wonderful, joyous life. And I know for myself, I only want to have people in my inner circle that have a joyous outlook on life. Life is hard enough already.
Yeah,
so you just need to live that joyous spirit, and you will have a wonderful life full of friends and family, and you'll be rehired again with work, because at the end of the day, chasing joy is truly what matters in life.
I love your attitude.
If you are trying to fight aging, which I am,
we all are.
It is my favorite tool. It is the first FDA-cleared microneedling treatment that rejuvenates the skin from the inside out for glowing, younger-looking skin. It's an in-office treatment performed by an esthetician by stimulating the skin from beneath the surface, smoothing the appearance of neck wrinkles and acne scars with little to no downtime. I've had this done several times, and let me tell you what, it is incredible. And super exciting, it is celebrating their 5-year anniversary, and they're giving 5 people the chance to win a skin pen treatment themselves. So just head on over to Skin Pen over on Instagram to learn more about the contest. And then last, looking good on the red carpet is just not about what you have on. It is about the glam, and I love talking hair. So this is Better Nature. It prides itself on making good, clean, and fun products that provide professional results at home. I love the liquid cream permanent hair color. It is gentle on the hair and scalp, but still gives that beautiful salon quality color and gets rid of those pesky grays. It softens, detangles, amplifies, shine, and protects hair against the heat, and is a full vegan product line.
I love your attitude. You are so exciting and exuberant. That's fantastic. Where can we go for more information?
I can't wait to see you again, Ron. So for more information on everything we talked about, head on over to tipsontv.com.
And next time we get together, now I want to see you do that high kick, okay?
I promise.
Okay,
I promise.
Good.
Write it down in the calendar.
I got it right here. I already wrote it down. Thanks, Emily.
Take care.
Our guest has been former Rockette lifestyle expert and the creator of Everyday Glam, Emily Loftus. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
On demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage
their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News. On demand. On your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms. From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a wrap. The first weekend of the new month of March. And I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of that first weekend. And they include television icon Wink Martindale from the group Yes, Rick Wakeman, Robert Davi, great singer and actor, one of the founding members of the Fabulous Spinners, Henry Frombaugh, actor Sean Whalen, actor, singer, comedian Charles Esten, and former Rockette Emily Loftus. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we'll do it again live, nationwide and around the world. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.